The extreme temperatures have focused political attention across the country on energy security, and it's emerged that a lack of wind power wasn't the only cause of South Australia's blackouts earlier this week. A Senate inquiry heard yesterday that several thermal power generators in the state also experienced sudden, unexpected outages in the hours leading up to the blackouts. New South Wales struggled through yesterday's extreme heat with limited power outages. Residents were encouraged to go to the movies rather than turn on their air conditioners in peak periods. Our political reporter Tom Iggledon has more now from Canberra.
As the days tick by after South Australia's latest blackout, a clearer picture's emerging of exactly what went wrong. High temperatures on Wednesday and the lack of wind to power the state's renewable energy supply. Labor Senator Jenny McAllister was part of a committee looking into the blackouts yesterday.
The blackout in South Australia on Wednesday was a consequence of a whole range of things happening in the electricity system, including, it seems, two or possibly three fossil fuel powered generators simply not being available for technical reasons, unspecified.
The revelation came care of evidence given late yesterday at the inquiry by two senior executives at the Australian Energy Market Operator, Joe Adamo and David Swift. They told the inquiry traditional sources of power also failed as the temperature skyrocketed.
Thermal generators that were forced outages at that during the period where it eroded our reserves in South Australia.
How many thermal generators?
My understanding that there was three.
Three smaller ones. My recollection is that's about 75 megawatts.
That's a significant chunk of the missing 400 or so megawatts South Australia needed to keep the lights on during Wednesday's heatwave. Mr Swift revealed some of the lost capacity was at Torrens Island, the state's biggest power plant and one of its oldest.
I don't believe that the whole Torrens Island unit was offline. I think it was had a reduced output.
AGL, which operates Torrens Island, was unable to confirm that to Saturday AM or to provide any reasons for the outage. Mr Adamo told the inquiry the reduction in capacity from thermal generators was unexpected and complicated plans to deal with the high demand for power.
They were forced outages, they were unplanned. We didn't have any forewarning on those.
Jenny McAllister says it's probably not a coincidence the outages happened during the high temperatures experienced on Wednesday.
One of the interesting things that was hinted at by the regulator when they were providing testimony was that in fact for these gas-fired plants, sometimes heat can cause problems in terms of their ability to deliver. So extreme weather events, it seems, and we need to explore this further, have a capacity to affect all parts of the generation and distribution system, not just renewables.
South Australian Senator Nick Xenophon also took part in yesterday's inquiry and blames policy uncertainty on the reduction in output from the thermal generators on Wednesday.
Torrens Island is getting very long in the tooth, and my understanding is that the operator of that wouldn't be sad to see it go, given that the maintenance cost of that are increasing year by year. The older the equipment gets, the older the plant gets, the more it's going to cost to maintain it, and you get to a stage where it becomes virtually uneconomic. Now,
that may have had something to do with what happened on Wednesday, do you think?
Look, absolutely, and we still don't know all the answers because we don't have all the information, but this will only get worse unless there's a bipartisan commitment to have a smart policy in place.
Well, what I'd hope is that the events of this week start to provide the impetus for exactly that. What is needed is some political leadership from the Minister, Minister Frydenberg, from the Prime Minister.
And some from Labor as well. Is there a need for Labor to come to the table here?
Labor is absolutely ready to come to the table for a sensible national discussion about the transformation of our energy system.
Labor Senator Jenny McAllister with our reporter Tom Iggledon in Canberra.